One newspaper said they had been let down by their countrymen. The Armed Forces and Society report by Lord Michael Ashcroft is the biggest study of its kind, and it shows that members of the armed forces are facing abuse on Britain's streets. The survey shows that almost one in five military personnel has been refused service in pubs, hotels and shops. More than one in five have reported strangers shouting abusive terms like baby killer at them. One in 20 have been attacked openly on the street. John Rees from the Stop the War Coalition says the statistics reflect a general anti-war sentiment in the country.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. I mean, there's been a majority opposition to the Afghan war for almost its entire length. The opinion polls now show that something like 70% of people in this country are opposed to the war. And this is a reflection of that. And I think the government and the higher ranks in the army really do have to get a grip of the fact that people in this country don't want the troops to be fighting in this war. They don't like the war. They think it's lost and they want the troops home.
All the results weren't bad in the report, and Philip Hammond, the Defence Secretary, focused on those statistics and responded positively.
We are committed to rebuilding the Armed Forces Covenant, and its principles are now enshrined in law. And we have made great progress over the last year, with practical improvements to service life. This helpful report shows there is still more we can do.
But despite the upbeat tempo of his comments, there isn't much to look forward to for British troops. 17,000 will be made redundant in the next 3 years. Many suffer from mental illness when they come home. Alcoholism, homelessness and joblessness are all common problems. That's why John Rees says that although the major victims of current wars are the Afghan and Iraqi people, the soldiers are victims too.
The soldiers are victims as well. They are by and large recruited from the poorest areas of this country where the unemployment is highest. They are by and large poor people, and they're being sent by politicians who are incredibly rich and backed by corporations that are incredibly rich to go and kill other poor people thousands of miles away who've never done anything to them. So yes, the Afghans and the soldiers are both victims of this government's policies.
Here at the Ministry of Defence, they won't be happy at any news that indicates the general public are not behind the troops. And although this report by no means suggests it's a majority, it is a sizeable portion of the British public, a growing number of people who do not support the wars or the people that take part in them. Nargis Mobaleri, Press TV, London.